When Arthur gets back, he feels more relaxed than he has in days. It was his first chance to have a proper long hike, and he enjoyed every second of it. He walked for miles in a bracing cold, the landscape stretched out before him like a challenge, daring him to call it picturesque when it was pitiless, charming when it was wild. When he steps into the hallway, he can hear raucous noises coming from the basement, and he's tempted to just go to his bedroom. He doesn't really want to interact with Val and Senrid, especially not when they're in a rowdy mood. But then he probably needs to check in with them at least once a day, so he sighs and heads down. Val and Senrid are laughing hysterically, and Arthur just hopes to God they're not watching some weird porno on their mobiles again. They seem to find that as hilarious as Arthur finds it uncomfortable. But when he reaches the bottom of the stairs, he sees they're not alone at the table. Merlin's cuffed to the third chair, staring straight ahead. There's what looks like a water strain on his top, and his lips are clamped together, jaw so tight it looks painful. There's a half-full 2-liter bottle of water on the table, as well as several empty cans of beer.
"What's going on?"
Arthur says, and Val and Senrid swivel around.
"Artie, come in, mate, I think you're just in time."
"In time for what?"
Arthur says slowly.
"Pretty boy's gonna piss himself,"
Senrid says gleefully, and Arthur recoils.
"What?"
"Yeah, he asked to go like half an hour ago, and we've been making him drink water since then, so it ain't gonna be long,"
Val says. Merlin's gaze has dropped, but Arthur can see the flush rising across his face, the redness of his ears, the fact that he's trembling slightly.
"For fuck's sake, Val, fucking uncuff him now,"
Arthur snaps.
"Why?"
"He's not here so you can fuck around with him."
"He's a magical and a hostage,"
Val says slowly, like Arthur's the thick one.
"What do you care?"
"I don't care," Arthur retorts. "But I need him in one piece, not fucking dead from some infection after his bladder bursts."
"His bladder won't burst," Senrid says. "He'll piss himself first."
They both snigger and Arthur's patience runs out.
"Get the fuck out, both of you. Go watch TV or something."
Both Val and Senrid glare resentfully at him, but he stares them down. They know he's in charge. After a suitably insolent pause, Val slams the cuff keys down on the table, and they both get up and leave. Arthur waits till he hears the doors to the cellar shut before he grabs the keys and unlocks Merlin, who still won't meet his eyes. The moment the cuffs are off, Merlin jumps up from the chair and heads straight into the toilet, slamming the door behind him with an almighty bang. Arthur stares at the bottle of water on the table, feeling slightly sick. He'll readily accept that Merlin doesn't deserve special treatment. He's a prisoner here, and Arthur's prepared to make sure he stays in line by any means necessary, even if he has to rough him up a little. But trying to humiliate him, for no better reason than thinking it's funny, it's not right. Uther once told Arthur that magicals would use normal people like puppets if they could.
"We'd be slaves to them, Arthur. They'd manipulate us for their entertainment, demean us for their own sick pleasure."
Arthur supposed it was possible. When one group had that much power over another, it was inevitable. But Merlin doesn't have the power in this situation. They do, and Val and Senrid are the ones demeaning him for pleasure. It makes him deeply uncomfortable. When Merlin emerges, his face is dark. Arthur tries to put a hand on his shoulder as he opens up the cell door, but Merlin shrugs it off and stomps past him. He practically hurls himself into the cell and onto the bed, lying down so his back is to Arthur. An apology is forming on Arthur's lips, but he swallows it down. He shouldn't be apologizing to hostages. He picks up the discarded rope from the ground, but decides not to rebind Merlin's wrists. Instead, he goes upstairs to grab a book and his iPod and comes back down to sit at the table. He can at least stay here until Val and Senrid go to bed, make sure they don't decide to pay Merlin another visit. If Merlin knows what he's doing, it doesn't make a difference. He keeps his back to Arthur for the entire evening.